Okay, ready?
Yeah, let's get started.
Hello, and welcome back to the Hen House. I'm Michaela.
And I'm Emily.
And I'm a farmer.
And I'm not a farmer.
And today, we're talking about a farm update, I guess.
Yeah, and slash personal update, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of a both.
Yep. We have something for the burn pile.
Yeah, before we get started, we figured it out. And then we had to look back in text messages. This isn't from the episode with the vet. It's the one before it with Curtis.
Yes.
You have the information in front of you. You should read it.
Yeah, so Curtis had told me, he said, a red-headed merganser as a duck, a species of duck. And he was very shocked and appalled because it is a red-breasted merganser. But I just looked the duck up and it has a red head. So, I mean,
I don't, who named these? They were like, let's make it confusing for people.
I don't know. I'm still working on my duck identification. I need to get like a book or something.
That would be cool. My dad has a book like he keeps it at the cottage. It's tree leaves, but it's in like a flip over thing, like one of those like cue card things. So you can like walk, put it in your pocket, walk around and be like, what leaf does this match up with? You need that for ducks.
Yeah, that would actually be very good. I took an environmental science course in university and I had to identify tree leaves and it was, I thought it was going to be an easy course. It was
like,
not.
I know a maple leaf.
It was not Canadian. Easy. Don't take it. It was horrible. It was like a 6-credit course. It was all year.
And oh, I was geez.
Like, why did I do this as an elective?
An elective? Oh, and you probably had so much homework and you had to write probably stupid essay. No offense to anybody who's into that. Apologies. It's just not our thing.
I have to write a lot of stupid essays. Yeah. Okay.
I don't miss school. Sorry.
Yeah, neither do I.
I don't.
I would never want to go back.
I people like talking with Mia and Will and even my sister who's still in high school and I'm like,
the homework. Like, I just like the constant that. Like it's just like a baseline anxiety.
All the time, yeah.
That I just like
don't miss that.
No.
Or getting like the Sunday scaries because you're like, I have a super busy week. I mean, I still get that normally, but like not school related.
Yeah. I didn't like school.
It was not for me. But kudos to the people that do it.
Yep.
Anyways. Okay. Well, we'll get started. Oh, apologies if we die. We cooked some spicy food for supper and it kind of
got us in the throat.
Yeah. It's like.
And we're also recording at my house this time.
Yeah.
So if the audio is a little different, maybe a little bit more echoey in here.
We're in their kitchen, not ours.
Yeah, and we have two dogs here, so you might get some special audio.
Not duck calls,
no.
But
dog barking. Okay, so like Emily said, we're talking a little bit about a farm update, a little bit about a more personal update, and some changes that has happened over the past months. So, yeah. I said to Emily, like, I wrote this today and I've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off because I'm kind of anxious about it. So we'll just get into it before
like, she changes her mind.
Yeah, before I change my mind. But it's important to say. So,
yeah.
One thing that I said is that I wrote down is that change is hard and exciting. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like the theme that I'm kind of going with. So
a good theme.
Yeah. And also just like a caveat before, many of our listeners are family, like as we've spoken about before, but some of you aren't. So I feel like I need to give a little bit of a backstory. Like a lot of my family, like Emily and Savannah and mm-hmm. all of the family members kind of know what's happening. Mm-hmm. But if you're not our family, which welcome, I feel like, yeah, I have to give a little bit of a brief explanation of Lauren and my life over the past 6 months or so, just so you can understand what we're talking about. But that being said, this is kind of where my anxiety comes in, is this is out on the internet. Anybody can listen to it. And this is also our personal lives that I'm talking about. So mm-hmm. I'll try to give as much detail as I can without like crossing any boundaries.
No, and for sure. And like, again, like we talked about earlier, like it's your story to tell. So you can tell as much or as little as you want. And if in the moment you feel like you want to share this or don't share it, that's okay.
Yeah. So that being said, you must be like, what is happening?
Like, tell us already, damn it.
So I won't keep you waiting anymore. So on our last episode of, I think it was the farm update, I didn't go back to listen to it, but I had mentioned that Lauren and I moved away from the farm and we moved into like a house of our own. But before we moved from the farm, I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but we lived at the farm with my parents for 2.5 years. So COVID hit, we moved out to the farm. We've stayed there for 2.5 years. And then after that, we moved out. So that's kind of like the timeline we're working with. And we had talked up on that episode about like Lauren and I feeling God's leading to call us away from the farm for some reason and into like a home of our own. And to leave like my parents' place. We tried really, really hard. I don't think we've talked about this, but we tried so hard, to build a house on the farm property, beside the farm property, down the road from the farm, look for places to buy, around, to sever lots. Like, whenever I tell somebody this story, like, well, have you thought about this? Yes.
They've thought about it.
We've tried everything, like, everything in our power to get a place near the farm, and it just, like, every door closed, and God was like, okay, it's time to move on. You have to go somewhere else. So we felt like God was calling us away from the farm and farther, like, to live farther away. And when we left, we were committed to, like, working on the farm and maintaining a 20 to 30 hour work week on the farm on top of our 40 hour work week in our day jobs. And so, like, that's what we were doing when we were living there. And so we were like, this is, we'll keep up the work. We need to maintain and maintain and maintain. But, like, that got difficult very quickly. We live 20 minutes one way away from the farm, so we had to commute about 40 minutes a day, and like every evening. And so that was pretty taxing on us. And Lauren and I began to feel like just burnt out. I mean, that's probably the best way to describe it. The chores were kind of slipping, and and relationships were starting to get tense because there was expectations made. Like, we have expectations of ourselves.
Right.
That we weren't meeting, and my parents' expectations of us and our expectations of them that just weren't being met. And so I'm just going to pause. If this is your first time hearing all of this, like, welcome. We have thought and prayed about this a lot. Like, this is not the first time I'm talking about this. And this has been coming for a long time for us personally, right? Like, I think we lived in our new house almost 6 months. So it's been a personal journey for us for a while. So if this is the first time you're hearing it, just know that it's not like we're taking this.
No, it's not like a quick rash decision. It's been thought out, prayed about.
So about 4 weeks ago, Lauren and I made the tough decision to take a step back from the full-time farm operations. And so, like I said, we were doing it full time, like a full time job. And so we decided to take a step back. We currently have committed to about 16 to 20 hours a month to the farm. So basically we took what we were doing in a week and spread it over the month.
Over 4 weeks.
Yeah. So obviously it's a significant, like, reduction in time. And yeah, so I guess, like, one of the questions that I feel like people are going to have is, like, well, why? Like, so why did you do this?
And if you want to share that.
Yeah. So I think, first of all, like, just the time we get to spend with each other, like, Lauren and I together and our friends, and just, like, do regular, like, domestic life, like, cleaning the house and, like,
laundry,
cooking dinners and stuff just got, like, so, so much harder with the move. And, like, the extra commute that we just, like, didn't really anticipate.
Well, 40 minutes becomes a long time, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's 40 minutes you could have been doing something.
We could have been cooking supper.
Yep.
We could have, like, tonight, we're away this weekend. And so we got home and we were able to, like, mop the floor because we knew we were going to be away. Whereas if when we were at the farm for an hour or two after work every night.
Yeah.
Plus the 40-minute commute is just like you get home, you eat supper at 8 o'clock, and then
you're tired and then you get up early. So
so it was basically just working from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and then doing normal house things from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. and then going to bed.
Oh my gosh.
So there's a just, there's a lot, right? I think anybody can just see that that was just a lot.
Yeah.
And the farm was turning into like just a job we kind of commuted to, mm-hmm. instead of like the lifestyle that we had signed up for,
right.
when we lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of like, yeah, the commute did play into it. Like we talked a lot about that, but also just like, we didn't realize the significance of like communal living with my parents. And so like many of our needs, like our basic needs, like cleaning the house and dinner and some mental load of all of that stuff. Like we had all that support at the farm, and we didn't have that when we moved. And so I think we just severely underestimated the amount of time we needed for like daily and weekly upkeep.
Absolutely.
And like personal upkeep that we had shared communally at the farm with four people. Now it's like cut in half with two. So that's a huge, huge reason why. The other reason we felt like burnt out, which is just, I think after everything I've explained, is pretty, after 2.5 years and then trying to navigate this new change, living far away is just like, it's a natural thing to feel burnt out. And then also you need to think about like how much time it takes to steward a farm and its animals. Like if you honestly don't know, it's not just like a physical commitment. The physical work of it is a lot of it, but it's a growing business. So you have customers and animals and like emails to answer, mental loads and stresses of like a business itself. And like, how do we, like, we have always wanted to like steward that very well and like that commitment very well. And we felt like we couldn't steward that well in both areas, like by moving away and trying to do it. So we couldn't do it in the current situation. And also like we felt God was calling us to serve and steward elsewhere, like in our church that we attend and in our community. Like you guys don't know exactly where we live, but on our, well, maybe you do if you're family, but like on our street, we're in like a row of houses, and we felt like this kind of calling to, like I was sharing with Emily about like one of the pictures we have, about Moses, and he's holding up his, staff while the Israelites are fighting a physical battle underneath him. He's like on a mountain, and we felt like a calling that like this home and the place that God brought us to is what we are meant to steward and like to speak into our neighbors' lives and to have like a banner of like God's provision and love. And and we just felt like, how can we fully immerse ourselves in that and have our hearts and minds 20 minutes away at a farm?
Yep.
It wasn't like
feasible.
Meshing.
Like, yeah, it wasn't going feasible. Together. Yeah.
So we felt like a calling away as well, like from God, to kind of have a community separate from the farm. And then, a little bit more of like a deeply personal reason, as we're wrestling this out in prayer, God showed us that, like, showed us, Lauren and I, that we couldn't really do both, meaning like we couldn't grow our family and grow the farm at the same time simultaneously. And again, if you're family, you'll know this, and if not, then have some grace and some just understanding. Those who personally know us, Lauren and I have struggled with growing our family for about 2.5 years. And like, we still aren't sure of like what God has in store for us, but we feel like it was time to seriously, leave those doors open for God to work. And that just wasn't possible while simultaneously growing the farm. Like, that was just very clear. It's like, you need to lay down something. You cannot steward both.
Yeah, you can't have your foot in two buckets or whatever.
Yeah, you have to leave. God, we felt God was saying, just like, you have to leave me room to grow. And so, yeah, all that said, this change is very hard. Like, it's almost like a grieving process of an end of a chapter, that we have loved. Like, we've put our blood, sweat, and tears into this farm and into this business. And so it's a grieving of that kind of, and again, we're still a part of it, and we'll get to like, what does it mean for the farm moving forward? But like, we're still a part of it in a lot of senses, but we're not the driving force anymore. Like, we've taken a very large step back. And so you have to kind of grieve the end of what it was. And so that kind of comes, but it's exciting. Right? Like, we're hopeful that God put us here and in this time for a reason, and that this time will be restful and fruitful, and that God is at work in this season. And like, ultimately, we want His will for our life over our desires. And sometimes He asks us to do hard things. And so leaving the farm is hard, but
yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah, but it's exciting as well, because we know that when you are faithful, yeah, that there will be growth, whether that's personal or, yeah, there's going to be fruit that comes from this. And we just feel like where He goes, we go, and where He stays, we'll stay also. So we felt like He brought us to the farm, and we went. And just because that's we genuinely felt a call there, but it doesn't mean it was forever.
Yeah.
And so when He called us there, we went. And when He called us to stay for 2 years, we stayed. And then He called us to leave, and we went. Yeah. So we don't know what the future holds, but we can grieve the chapter that once was and be excited for the chapter that's coming.
Totally. Can I just say that is a impeccably, like, it's just... like such a mature decision in like trusting God with that part of like your livelihood too, right? Like, and your spare time and your relationship and stuff. Like, that's not an easy thing to do. So I just want to kudos to you guys for trusting the Lord with that and wanting to, you know, serve and build His kingdom wherever He calls you. And whether that's on your street or in work or in your Bible study or at the grocery store, whatever, like, you know, I just want to say good for you guys for,
thank you.
Yeah. Cause it's not an easy thing to do. So,
yeah. Yeah. But I mean, again, this is new to you guys, but we've processed it. So this isn't like something that I'm just like,
we're not just like meh.
Processing this on air with you guys. I have processed this lots. Okay.
I saw your little pink.
Yeah, I actually.
What color am I on your phone?
Pink also.
What? Yeah. Like a dark pink?
No, light.
Oh, you're dark pink on my phone.
Oh.
And, you know, like in the Google Docs, it shows like the little flag.
Yeah. Okay, so we said that we would get to what does it mean for the farm? And so very quickly, what base level customers and people who are following us on Instagram and stuff, what will this look like for you? My parents are going to remain and maintain the business side of it. Like, they're going to keep the animals, keep the chickens, keep the pigs. Actually, something I didn't write down here, which you guys will hear first, but I am going to send out a newsletter, and I will do an Instagram post, is some operations will be scaled back. For example, we are deciding not to do Christmas turkeys this year. Mainly because, not partly because we're not there, but partly because we weren't happy with our setup and we don't have time to create a better one before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
So certain things will change about animal wise periodically. Like, maybe we'll have less pork to sell than we typically would, stuff like that. But that will all come in time. But mainly all of our animals are going to stay. My parents are going to keep, like I said, all the animals and work on all the daily chores. I will still be running all social media and answering emails and sending out newsletters as I can. And Lauren's committed to work on larger projects and, is like maintaining weekly cleaning schedules. So like, when I go over there to wash eggs on Monday, he's doing a weekly clean, stuff like that. And there's larger projects that we need to do, then we're still committed to doing that.
Yeah.
So,
it's going to become your new normal.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll just be a little bit less than what we had before, but still the same essentially for customers. It'll just be the workload will be distributed a little bit more. And like, again, this is an ongoing conversation between the four of us, like meaning Lauren and my parents, and how it's all going to work. And so just be patient with us as we try to navigate this new normal and like what everything looks like after this large change. I think it will, for most customers, other than if we don't have turkeys, for example, will look fairly similar. But like things might just get a little bit longer lead times. Like maybe I just can't get back to you the same day on your Facebook message or a second day email or something like that, just because I'm not, we're just going to put some more work home life boundaries in place. So like I actually bought, I didn't buy it, I got another phone, so I'm gonna put all of my farm stuff on a separate phone that I can check once a day for an hour or whatever it is.
No, that's healthy too.
And then I can shut it off and set it aside, so I don't have to have,
you can have that, like the difference, like that physical difference of,
exactly,
because then you're not like, oh well, I could just look, or I could just, you know, like oh, it'll take me 2 seconds. Like, you know, you're setting your boundaries. And you know, I'm not that I made Stefan do that, but I encouraged him to do that for even work phones.
I don't have any of my work like my day-to-day stuff on my personal phone. It's mostly on, like on my work computer, which stays at work, so it's very easy for me to separate. And but the farm is different, it's always on my personal phone.
So now you're just making it more like that, which I think is really healthy to do.
So there'll be some changes, but hopefully for you guys, it won't be,
it won't look so drastic.
And then I guess we have, the last thing we want to talk about is just moving into like, what does it look for like this podcast, right? Because thus far we've been only talking about farm related things. And I'm not going to be there as often, so I feel like I'm not going to have as much content to give you guys. But Emily and I have what we feel like is a great idea.
And you better still listen.
So we are going to have, like, topics may vary. Sometimes it might be a little bit more conversational.
And less interviewee question.
Some, we thought about maybe Emily bringing a topic that I don't know much about and kind of like flipping the table on that, me asking her the questions, like her teaching me. And stuff like that. So our next episode will look a little different, or listen a little. How would you say that?
It will sound a little different.
There we go.
I had to think of.
I'm like, listen hear.
It'll look. But you're not looking at anything.
It'll sound a little different. And we're just testing it out. We just feel like we can. The hen house is like a broader word than just like a literal chicken coop. I mean, it made sense, right?
At the time for when it was that. But now, like, we're still two women talking about things. In a house, generally.
And honestly, the hen house is loud, right? They're squawking all the time. And so having a little bit more fun and just, we're still going to have guests, we're still going to continue to bring farming and hunting and all of that's still a very big part of our lives. I just think every now and then it might sound a little different, and I think that's great.
I think so too, because Michaela and I had talked about, we're like, well, we still both like hanging out and doing the podcast, and we both like talking about things. And then we were kind of like brainstorming, like, oh, what would be something that like that we would like to talk about, and like that you guys would still be interested in, and like just that kind of thing. And so we kind of came to the conclusion, like, oh, well, we could talk about our lives and like topics and stuff. And I guess, like, I don't know, it's just gonna look different, but like I think it's gonna be good. Like,
I think so too. I think
it's still us.
And I think we're still, like, the premise, right, is still the same of us kind of walking through life and trying to understand, like, what's happening and teaching each other stuff along the way.
Totally. And it could be as little as, here's a new recipe, I'm going to teach you this, or, like, here's what we learned in marriage this week, or, like, you know, like, it can be totally whatever. So, anyways, we're really, I'm really excited to see where it goes. I'm excited to continue doing this and to kind of figure out what our new normal is.
Yeah,
for the podcast.
And honestly, like, this episode is probably a good feeler for that, right? It was a little bit more personal, a little bit more topical, specific, and we were able to reflect on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so I think this will probably be a good bridge into what's to come. And it doesn't mean that we're never going to talk about farming again.
No, because we're going to, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, for sure. There's going to be lots that come up.
Curtis wants to come back.
Everyone's asking for Curtis to come back.
Like, yeah, we've had so many people.
Yeah, so like, we'll bring Curtis back. What is his James Curtis Francis Percy? We'll bring him back.
That's right. He's coming. And he's going to be...
I don't know what we'll talk to him about. Maybe we'll find something fun.
Well, something out. And a lot of people really liked the episode we did with Rebecca, the vet, too. A lot of people were like, wow, that was so interesting. Like, and I learned so much. People were asking, they were like, do you guys just come up with those questions? I'm like, well, like, Michaela gives, like, a rough outline, and then it just becomes, like, a conversation. And they're like, what the heck? How do you? I'm like, I don't know. Like...
I think it's because we're both just genuinely interested in what people have to share.
Yes. I love listening to people.
Yeah.
I love
listening. Understanding their story. And so we'll still have guests on that maybe aren't from the farming community, but have a special story to tell.
Yeah.
And I just think it's going to be fun.
Me
and
too.
So I'm excited. Emily's excited. Mm-hmm. Cash is excited.
Stefan's excited to still continue doing sound. How long have you been waiting to do that?
We have like a laugh track and stuff we've never used.
Yay! Our new normal.
So yeah, I think I'm excited, and I guess we'll just sign off here. And then next time, maybe it'll be a little bit of a longer episode, but not sure. I guess we'll just see where it takes us.
Yeah. Anyways, we thank you guys so much for coming back and listening. We hope that you enjoyed listening and that you know, that you're still along for this journey that we're going on.
Yeah. So. And if you have any questions or anything, comments, send them over to me on Instagram or Facebook, and just let us know what you think.
Yeah. We're really excited. So anyways, we will talk to you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
Talk to you then.
Bye.